Hello, this is Roger Molina on Creative Disturbance. I'm delighted today to be with Mona Kafil and Shafak Ahmad, who are from the Texas Muslim Women's Foundation here in the Dallas Metroplex. And we're going to have a discussion about some wonderful projects they're working on at the moment, but also our previous lives. So, Mona, why don't you tell us about the foundation?
Yes, thanks for having us here. I appreciate it. So Texas Muslim Women's Foundation was formed in 2005. It's a nonprofit organization with a mission to empower and promote and educate women with their families through social services, through philanthropy and education. We feel the heart or the core of TMWF is empowering families and women, whether they have their own business or they work through art, or they work through entrepreneurship. A strong woman creates strong family, and strong family means strong communities. So that's kind of a ripple effect that goes out. So women are the strongest units. That's what we do to empower. With Islamic Art Revival Series, what happened was that in 2011, a group of women and men from diverse backgrounds, they got together and they said, you know, we have to have bridge building program and having art as a bridge builder, as a connector, where we do not talk about the polarization that we see in the community. Let's talk about what is common amongst all of us and have art as a medium, as a medium of discussion. So with Texas Muslim Women's Foundation, amongst our other goals, this also became a focus of our program, to indulge into art and indulge into visual and performing art. And that's where IARS, which is short of Islamic Art Revival Series, was born. And it has taken off tremendously.
So this is how many years have you done this?
For Islamic Art Revival Series since 2012.
Very good. So, Shafak, let's turn it over to you and tell us a little bit more about the exhibition and the excitement around that and when it is.
Thank you, Roger, for inviting us for this. So we have presented programs throughout the Dallas Metroplex since 2012. And one of the major programs that we do is international exhibition each year. And we partner with different venues. We have done exhibitions with one of the galleries, Luminata Gallery in Dallas, for 2 years. We have done our exhibition at Eisman Center in Richardson. And this year, we were invited to work with Irving Arts Center. It's a fabulous center of arts, and they have a very good outreach in the community, and they do a lot of work. And they also have a new director who's just hired from New York. Uh-huh. And his outlook is very, I would say, generous, I think, to include everybody, you know, in their programming. And we are going to take over most of the center. Mm-hmm. We're taking their very large main gallery. And we will be doing programs in there to one of their theaters.
And what are the dates again?
It starts on September the 17th. Next month, and it goes through November the 13th. So the program will go on for 2 months. It starts with the opening of the exhibit, and it's open to the public from 6:30 to 9.
So, one of the things that we discussed in getting ready for this chat was that you did, I think, a call for artists, and you got this amazing response.
Yes. So each year we put out this call. Through a government-supported website for the arts. And you put everybody put all the museums, everybody put their calls out there. And so we select a juror who's an expert in art each year. And this year our juror is the curator of Islamic art at the Metropolitan Museum in New York. Uh-huh. And so the database of the website, there are about 130,000 artists. Uh-huh. So every 2 weeks, all the calls go out to all these artists and they select what they want to apply. We had applications from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. And the selected artists are from what kinds of places?
The selected artists are from all over. Of course, from the United States.
12 states or something? 23 states.
Yeah, actually. And then we have artists from Canada, from Europe, from Italy, France, from India, from Bahrain. So I think it almost covers all the different continents.
As I was listening to you talk, I talked about the migration of ideas. Mm-hmm. Somehow migration has become this dirty word in our world
right now.
But here is an occasion where people from very different contexts, living very different lives, come together in Irving, Texas.
Yes, all the artists are from all different backgrounds and faiths.
Yeah.
So that is the most amazing thing that, you know, and that's what we were going for. We wanted to be very inclusive of other communities and other faiths and other backgrounds. 56 artists were selected out of the 300 entries that we had from around the world. And it's not just, you know, your paintings and sculpture, but we have performing art, video art, and installation art, which means that one artist can do a big installation of their work. Because of the space, we were able to do that. And other than that, we are offering speakers that are coming throughout. And Luis Mackey, who's a curator of Islamic textiles and art from Cleveland Museum of Art, she'll be coming for the opening. So she'll be at our guest for that.
As you know, our university has a new center, the Edith O'Donnell Institute for Art History. It has a chair in Islamic art, which is, so we're looking forward in this university. Rick Bertel was here earlier today at welcoming students in Islamic art. Do you want to just the migration of ideas. Do you want to just comment on your work and how you see this?
I do want to talk about Islamic art a little bit more and also share the idea that up till now it has grown so tremendously within a few years. And people who are investing time, that itself is beautiful, so beautiful. Last year we had a series of workshops on sacred geometry. And that's something we have never had at such a scale in Dallas-Fort Worth. So it was such a huge exposure to our community on that level. So the program itself and the events that they come up with are really beautiful and inclusive and diverse at the same time.
Also performing arts. We do a lot of musical performances and artist forums and as I said, lectures before, and of course, always the workshops on weaving and Qawwali, as we talked about earlier. It's a very diverse program.
So somehow this idea of the migration of ideas has got stuck in my mind listening to you talk. The other thing that we got into an accidental discussion in, and I thought we might finish with, is our previous lives.
Yes.
And so I was explaining that my grandparents actually came to Texas from the Czech Republic. They were butchers and they ran a very small hotel in the Czech Republic. And then as a result, my dad was born in Texas. As I joked, one of the things he always told me is he got out as soon as possible because 1920s Texas was pretty rough. But then it turned out, Shafak, that you have a Czech connection. So tell us about your previous life.
So I'm an artist now, but in my previous life, I was a designer, which is actually the same thing.
Yeah.
And so I did furniture design also, but I was really fascinated by blown glass. So I went to Europe to, you know, investigate and see if there was possibility of me working with the glass masters over there. And so then I ended up working mainly in the Czech Republic. So that was for about 10 years. And in the beginning, I was also representing some of their artists in the States. And then they asked me to design for them. And so I designed for Barovi and Toso, Czech Republic, for about 8 years. And Prague is one of my favorite cities. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, glass also, we forget, was the high technology of its time. And so our parents took us to some of the glass factories in the Czech Republic when we were kids. But we also went to the glass factories on the islands in Venice. And it is really a high-tech profession.
It is. And actually, Barovi and Toso, where I worked with them, it was a very cutting-edge design firm, art glass firm. And they hired top young artists.
Yeah.
And so it was just fascinating. I was so inspired because I was not trained in college, yeah. you know, to be an art glass designer, but I picked up really quickly all the techniques. And also, I worked in Sweden.
Mona, it turns out you have a previous life too.
Yes, not a secret anymore. But my previous life, I was a landscape garden designer, and I actually had studied for that. And after designing several gardens, garden ornaments, I was going into healing gardens, how specifically for seniors when they have to work in a garden on a different plant, and how the mobility of hands and repetition of, you know, taking care of a plant, how does it heal mentally and physically? So that's something, you know, maybe in once I'm done with this kind of work, I may move back and find a way to help that, because it's very healing. And I think that's something our community needs also.
Yeah, my mother's side of the family came from the north of England, and, mm-hmm. and gardening was part of what you did every day. And,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm just going to make a connection there on the healing gardens. So three of the producers on Creative Disturbance are from Lisbon in Portugal, and they run a channel called The Roots of Curiosity, which is a very nice channel. They publish in Portuguese and in English. But they, all three of them, work in a big medical research center in Lisbon called Oshambo, neurobiologists. But one of the things they have there is they have a treatment service for cancer, for radiology and cancer patients. Mm-hmm. And the architect built this huge healing garden mm-hmm. as part of the building. And it's almost the dominant sort of thing. And so we're so used to going to hospitals and feeling sick.
Right.
And we forget that, you know, healing gardens have a very long tradition, not only in Islam, but in many cultures.
Many cultures. And the newer hospitals, what they're trying to do is having those large windows for patients where they can actually see the greenery.
The green, yeah.
And the healing has actually increased.
Yeah.
By many folds, and actually when hospitals are looking into it, it cuts on hospital time.
Yeah. So one of the things that we're collaborating with is we're going to be hosting a workshop you're organizing on November 11th. You want to just tell us a little bit about that?
So we have invited Dr. Azra Aksamija. She's a professor, she's an architect and a professor at MIT. So she will be coming on November the 11th. And she's giving a short lecture and a workshop. And it includes different cultures mm-hmm. and backgrounds. And it includes a little bit of drawing. And then I think the end result ends up being some pixels, uh-huh. which are cut out of plexiglass.
Uh-huh.
So it should be really interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mona and Shafak. It's been
our
great.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Stirring the pot, disturbing the ideas a little bit. And we look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.